Hey there, friends. Welcome to the New Testament in a Year podcast. I'm Sean Bailey, and this podcast is one where we get to read God's Word together every weekday, one chapter a day from the New Testament. That'll get us through the entire New Testament in 1 year, 260 weekdays in a year, and 260 chapters in the New Testament. Pretty neat how that works out. Maybe it's a God thing, surely. Oh, God's always in control, and I love where we are right now in this journey we've been on together. If you've been with me from day one, thank you for hanging in there with me. If you've just joined recently, thank you for jumping aboard. If you've been binging, this is, someone told me the other day, bless your heart, but praise God for it. Wow. You know, reading God's Word is so important, and I've grown so much from this journey together. Today we are finishing up the letter to the Galatians that Paul wrote, and with such importance that was put on not falling away, not drifting away, not turning back, as all three different references are used. It's so important to stay the course and to stay strong in our faith and not just be sitting idle, but moving forward. And Galatians does a good job with that. And today we're going to see the closing of Galatians with chapter 6 and some really important concepts that are presented to us in a very appealing way, because you know it's Paul that does it. So grab your Bible if you can and listen closely if you will. Let's read God's Word together. Okay, before we get into the reading, let's look at where we came from in chapter 5. You know, we had the reference of the desires of the flesh versus the fruits of the Spirit and what the fruit of the Spirit looks like. And those were laid out pretty clear for us. But also, in chapter 5 of Galatians, it was so important. Paul made it very clear as he talked about the freedom that comes from faith in Christ. And he, as I said, compared the works of the spirit of the flesh with the fruit of the Spirit. And when he did that, he really pushed us to live by the Spirit and to not gratify the desires of our flesh. And he laid that out really clear. And then really pushed the importance of loving one another. And today we'll see in Galatians 6, loving one another might also look different than going out and finding ways to serve them, to give them things, to bring joy to them. Also, we're going to see about bearing burdens. That's going to be our first look for as we look in chapter 6, is bearing one another's burdens. Paul instructs us that in this chapter, you'll see as we begin to read it, to support one another, and especially supporting each other that are caught in any wrongdoing. And as he does this, he calls for us to look at ourselves before we start to judge others. Look for that. Next thing to look for is this principle of sowing and reaping, especially in the concept of doing good to others. We'll see that he shares that encouragement to not grow weary of doing good, because in due season, we will reap if we do not give up. Sowing and reaping. Look for that. And finally, look for the closing, as he gives his benediction, which is the closing paragraph in this one. This closing statement he shares, Paul's final remark about bearing the marks of Jesus on his body. Watch how he shares that and mentions for us that suffering for the cause of Christ should be counted as joy, and boast only in the cross of Jesus. I love how he says that, and Let's watch for that as we read that together. So without further ado, let's read together. Turn to Galatians 6 if you have your Bible, if you can. If not, listen closely if you're able to. And let's read God's Word. Let's start in Galatians 6. Go on to verse 1, and there's just 18 verses in chapter 6. So let's read all of that together now. Brothers and sisters, if someone is overtaken in any wrongdoing, you who are spiritual, restore such a person with a gentle spirit, watching out for yourselves so that you also won't be tempted. Carry one another's burdens. In this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone considers himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. Let each person examine his own work, and then he can take pride in himself alone and not compare himself with someone else. For each person will have to carry his own load. Let the one who has taught the word share all his good things with the teacher. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a person sows, he will also reap. Because the one who sows to his flesh will reap destruction from the flesh. But the one who sows to the Spirit will reap eternal life from the Spirit. Let us not get tired of doing good, for we will reap at the proper time if we don't give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us work for the good of all, especially for those who belong to the household of faith. And then he gives his conclusion, his benediction. He shares this, verse 11. Look at what large letters I use as I write to you in my own handwriting. Those who want to make a good impression in the flesh are the ones who could compel you to be circumcised, but only to avoid being persecuted for the cross of Christ. For even the circumcised don't keep the law themselves, and yet they want you to be circumcised in order to boast about your flesh. But as for me, I will never boast about anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. The world has been crucified to me through the cross, and I to the world. For both circumcision and uncircumcision mean nothing. What matters instead is a new creation. May peace come to all those who follow this standard, and mercy even to the Israel of God. From now on, let no one cause me trouble, because I bear on my body the marks of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. And that is the end of chapter 6 and the end of the letter to Galatians. Let's take a moment now to reflect on what we just read from this chapter. As we get to reflect and unpack what we just read, let's look at three takeaways, as we always like to do. The first takeaway I think is very evident from the get is the power of community, right? The power of community as we walk with Christ. We're reminded that the Christian journey is not one that we do by ourselves, not one on an island. Bearing one another's burdens is just a practical way that we can show love. And it fulfills the law of Christ. It shows the world a different way to live. One that's not about competition. That's not about comparison. But one that's about compassion. One that's about community. You'll stand out by the love you share for one another. Bear one another's burdens. And so I'd encourage you to make an effort to connect with other believers. Offer your help to them anywhere you can. And also be open to receive their support too. If you aren't connected, I encourage you to connect to a church community, a small group in that church community, a Bible study group. Those are great places to start. whatever it is, get connected with other believers. It is absolutely clear throughout Galatians, throughout what we just read in that chapter, and throughout all of Scripture, that this Christian walk is one of community. We do this together. The second takeaway is this sowing and reaping that we read. Remember this principle of sowing and reaping in our spiritual lives. It teaches us that, you know, our actions have consequences, one way or the other. Investing time in spiritual disciplines, serving one another, spreading kindness, loving on others, it will result in positive impacts and outcomes in our lives and to those around us. Maybe not immediately, but we will reap. We have to continue to trust and stay the course and continue loving and caring for others. Man, that's hard, isn't it? Especially when you reap you sow kindness everywhere, and maybe you just get negativity in return. Trust that God will do His working in those seeds that you plant and that you sow. Cultivate those, but only God calls them to grow. But remember, we should be intentional about the seeds that we sow into our lives and our own daily lives as well. Those seeds that you sow, think about that. It could be as simple as starting your day with prayer, getting into God's Word, looking for opportunities to serve, showing those uncommon acts of kindness that point to Jesus. Those seeds we will reap one way or another, but ultimately it's for His glory. The third and final takeaway is that we need to remember to live as new creations in Christ. Paul ends this letter to Galatians with a reminder that being in Christ means that we are a new creation. Who we are, our identity, is not based on the world around us, not based on the external factors, but based on what Jesus has done for us. That's who we are. We are made new. We are born again. We are in Christ and no longer of ourselves or of this world. We are a new creation. I love that. And it's so important that we're reminded of that. But it's also important for us to examine ourselves. I encourage you to reflect on areas in your life where that old self that we are no longer defined as is no longer our identity, but they still might be in control. Our old self might be peeking its ugly head out, right? Pray for transformation and seek accountability within your Christian community you're connected to. Sometimes we need others to help us call those old ways out, for us to take that off and put on the new. Hey, we're human. We're still struggling through this. But praise God, we have His mercy and grace that He's patient with us as we fight our old self away and continue to put on the new. Remember, we are completely born again. But sometimes, as the Spirit changes us from the inside out, our outside doesn't change as quickly as we want and we'd hoped. Trust in the process. Allow God to work through you. That's the best way to overcome anything that continues to hold you into bondage. All right, good deal. Well, that finishes our reading through Galatians. So many great things. We're reminded of the importance of community, the principle of sowing and reaping, and the transformative power of the cross. You know, these teachings, they just aren't these just big theological concepts, but they're just practical guidelines for living out our faith in everyday life. And I'm grateful for that. We have God's living word that we get to understand and apply to our lives. Thank you for joining me today. We're going to be starting a new leg in our journey in our next episode. And we're going to begin in James. That's right, the book of James. We get to start at our next episode. We'll be on James chapter 1, and I know I'm looking forward to that. And I'm sure many of you are as well. I love James. All right, let's finish up. May you be blessed. May your family be blessed. And may you strive to be a blessing to all those around you today. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to the New Testament in a Year podcast, where we simply read the Word of God and we try to unpack it so we can find application in our lives, knowing that there is nothing more powerful than God's Word. You see, Scripture is the only source that teaches us who God is and what God wants of us. My encouragement is that the Word of God will bless you and ultimately bless your friends and family. I'll encourage you to share this podcast with your friends, share it on your social media or by word of mouth. Join in, let's read the Word of God together. And through this, may God be glorified through our reading, listening, application, and understanding of His Word together.